We're learning in Simon Reish Chaf Hey some of the brachos in which a person says under certain circumstances, a person sees things which are unusual, which will be dedicated to Sif later on, shortly, certain brachas said. Here we're discussing, you see, a fruit which is unusual, and that it's only something which comes about once a year. In the cases, you would make a shechion, and we discussed that even though most people wouldn't actually be aware of this, that the bracha technically could have been said even at the time in which the fruit is seen, even if you would not end up eating it at all. But we did mention that according to, as the Mishnah Berurah cites, that as well as the Mechaber basically explains, that we only make the Shechiyona bracha at the time in which it's eaten. And the reason for this, as we saw, is that the level of simcha in which a person has may not necessarily be accomplished upon just seeing a fruit, and you not being able to eat it may not give you much joy at all. And therefore, it's only once a person eats this fruit that the bracha of Shechiyona is said. We also discussed what should be done as far as which bracha should proceed, and we ended up saying last time, ud'avid kamar avid, that a person can do either way, because there's so many opinions, whichever way you look at it, as to what bracha comes first, the ha'etz or the shehachyonu. So the question that's cited thereafter in the Mishnah Berurah is, what happens if a person does not end up making the shehachyonu? You ate this fruit, and you just didn't make the bracha. So obviously you can't see it anymore, and you ate it, so therefore it wouldn't be much of a question, you would not make a shechianu. However, he says like this, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'im lo berach b'shas achila rishona, shuv lo yavarech al achila shnia. That if a person already ate his first eating, if you will, then you would no longer make a bracha on the second eating. So what exactly does this mean? So the Pesukei Tshuvos clarifies this. And it says, of a kol zman she'asok adayin b'achil rishon. Let's say, in other words, you have a fruit, which is a new fruit, and you made a ha'etz, and you're in the midst of eating it. So at that time, since you're still involved in eating it, kol zman she'adayin l'sava me'achilos haperi, just as long as you have not become satiated from eating this particular fruit. And therefore, if you're not completely full, or you haven't derived all the enjoyment that you could have derived from this fruit, therefore, still some level of simcha remains. And he says, and your intention was to eat more, obviously because you still have a desire for it, yochel avarech shehachyanu. So of course this is not the right way. Certainly a person should make the shehachyanu before one eats. But if you already started eating, you took a bite or two, then you realize, you know what, this is a new fruit, and a shehachyanu really should have been said, you may do so. And he says the reason, ki hasimcha adayin nimsheches, shesamach al chilas haperi hachadash. He says that since you have this fruit, or maybe you have numerous of these fruits in front of you, and they're the same ones, since your intention was to eat this particular fruit, then one is allowed to make a shechianu thereafter. To clarify one last idea, which was cited before, is the Pesukei Tshuvos says as follows. He said, "Imahoy lefanav al shulchan kama mini peros." The person has many different fruits in which a shechianu could be recited on numerous fruits in front of you at the same time. So in this situation, one should make a bracha on only one of those fruits, have the bracha of shechianu said, and when you say the shechianu pater kulam, you are able to exempt and not be required anymore to say a bracha on those fruits. And he says, afal pi shel achlam, even though you did not eat those fruits, it's not necessary. Kivan shehayu lefana v'ra'osam, because as we mentioned, all you need to do is see them technically to make a shechianu. So therefore, since you have some shechianu fruits in front of you, and you made a shechianu on one fruit that you're eating, no longer will the bracha of shechianu be said on those other fruits. However, says the Pesukei Tshuvos, im lo hayu lefanav al shulchan, let's say they're in your refrigerator, they're not at your table, afal pi shebekavanasol ochlam, Even if, let's say, you had the intention thereafter to take other shechyonu fruits and to eat them, upater osam b'berchas borei pri ha'etz, lo niftu b'berchas shechyonu. If you had the intention that I'm eating these fruits and there's other fruits in which ha'etz would be said, you no longer would have to make a ha'etz because you had the kavana for that. But since those fruits were not in front of you at the time you made a shechyonu, you cannot. It does not pot to those fruits. Ki bircha shechyonu bechila ol kol panim b'ri'ah talya milsa. It needs to you eat those fruits, or at least you see them at the time that the bracha is said. Mikivan she'en l'fanav b'shas shemivarech shechyonu al pri acher. Since they were not in front of you when you said the shechyonu, enam niftarim afshedaitu alehem. It doesn't make a difference. Even if you had the kavana to have in mind other shechyonu fruits, you still did not fulfill your obligation or by saying that bracha of shechyonu on those other fruits. Ach nachon limon mekach v'yeshlo lahavi al shulchan es kol haperos shedaitul ochlam. Certainly, in order to rid yourself of this potential issue that could come about of the suffic bracha, what you should do is have in mind before you make the ha'etz, before you make the shechyonu, think of all the fruits, all the shechyonu fruits that you may wish to eat, and that they should be placed in front of you on the table. And therefore, when a person does that, when a person makes the shechyonu, lifter bebercha shechyonu es kol haperos hachadoshim, you'll have in mind not only the fruit that you ate, but also the ones that are in front of you as well.